and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You know, you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Wish me luck. I need all your prayers and good thoughts today. We have had such technical stuff going on. My Super Don, of course, you know we've been talking about it. He's back in California helping his dad recover from a stroke, and we've had some Murphy's Law technical failure. So I'm actually having to produce the show simultaneously to running it today. So if it sounds a little funky, bear with me. But what will make it sound all the better today, because it is Healing Revolution Friday, is that we get to kick it off with my dear friend and the guy who made this possible to launch it and do it 5 days a week in addition on Natural News Radio. His name, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. He's back. Thank you for being here, Mike.
Hello, Robert. It's great to join you. It sounds like it's working from here, so whatever you're doing is working. Good job.
It's only the beginning, so you're getting the good part because you're on early. After this, it could be all downhill except for the great guests we have lined up with, of course, Dr. King, who's such a great supporter of the show, and I've got John Rappaport, who I'm so excited to have back on. You interviewed him recently about the vaccine seminar, and I certainly would love to hear your impressions as we go along. We got a lot to talk about, though.
We do, and I just have to really encourage you, Robert, don't fret and don't get down, because that is now a psychiatric disorder, fretting disorder, obsessive fretting disorder, let's say OFD.
Yes.
And that they could call the psych docs on you and medicate you, and then we wouldn't be able to hear you on the radio. So maintain your cool.
Is this the new DSM-5, the manual they want to make every emotion a drug deficiency?
Yeah, the dollar sign manual, as you say.
Yes. Fretting, yeah. I love this, but what about people that play bass? I mean, don't they work with frets? Will they be medicated? They may be already medicated. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably another disorder, like musical instrument addiction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of musical instruments, I have to say your new song, Asimetheos, has come out, and it's dedicated to Whitney Houston. I really like it. I'm just so impressed by all the creativity just flowing through you. It just blows me away. Love it.
Well, thank you, man. A lot of people have enjoyed that song. It's called Heaven Can Wait. And you can find it on YouTube. The music video is out there. Mm-hmm. Or you can find it on naturalnews.tv, of course. But, it's funny. I don't know how many months we're working on a music video and doing the lyrics and shooting the video and all that, and putting together something that really makes me feel good about the message, and I'll put it out there, and it won't even get one-tenth the traffic of mechanically separated chicken, or some other crazy video that we do.
Yes. Well, of course, the most recent one on the TSA, which was brilliant as well, got banned by YouTube, did it not?
Yes, it did. Yeah, Google slapped an age restriction censorship on it. Alex Jones had put it in his channel, and before it got 50,000 views, it got censored there. And he got pretty upset about that and posted another video talking about the censorship of my TSA satire piece.
Mm-hmm.
But even since then, it's already got about 80,000 views, even with the censorship. And YouTube censored it in our channel also. So the message is, it's okay for the TSA to molest little children at the airport. It's just not okay to make a video exposing the TSA molesting little children. So that's the new standard in America today.
Yeah, isn't that incredible? And yet, One of the stories you cover and I covered here this week was an outrageous thing out of North Carolina where you had like state health department. I don't know, the school lunch lady. I knew the school lunch lady. She was kind of scary, but she never looked at my brown bag that I would occasionally bring to school. Now the government agents going and inspecting your lunch and telling preschoolers, your mommy and daddy don't know how to pack your lunch. You can't eat it. And here's the lunch I want you to have. And here's the bill. Take it to your mommy and daddy. They owe us $1.25.
Yeah, it was incredible. This newspaper in North Carolina, as you already reported, I mean, just straight out said government agents, you know, searched through the sack lunches of all the school children to make sure they would comply with USDA regulations, which include eating processed cancer-causing meat and pasteurized dead cow's milk injected with hormones and antibiotics. So I guess now, if you're not killing your child with the lunch, then it's not government approved. So you actually have to commit genocide in your own family to be compliant with USDA regulations. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And interestingly enough, I mean, we see here that the USDA actually responded to all of the outrage. And I don't know if they listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show or read Natural News, but they right in the past 24 hours, we've seen a lot of chatter online regarding this story. So they're like trying, it wasn't us. We didn't do it.
Yeah, that's real interesting. It shows, you know, we're the new mainstream media. We used to be called alternative media, but now we're the new mainstream. I mean, we're bigger, you know, we're bigger than the quote mainstream media by a long shot, especially if you add up all the IQ points of the people who listen to us versus the people who listen to the mainstream. Because, you know, 25 times 10 million still doesn't equal that much over there on the old hoax media side. But, you know, the mainstream media won't really cover this story. So it's up to us, the new media, to cover this, and the USDA had to respond because so many people were up in arms over this. Like, you know, government, get out of our sack lunches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stop inspecting our kids' lunches. We're the parents. We're the ones who feed our kids, and leave us the heck alone. And I'm glad that message made it to the USDA to the point where they were forced to respond to it.
Yeah, it's pretty profound when, like you said, we are the new media. Hesitate to use the word mainstream, but it's a different mainstream. This is the one that's clean and clear and not polluted, and that's what the vision we'd like to, obviously, and we are creating. Yet they would respond. That tells you so much about how fast information is traveling beyond the control of that old media. So literally, when we launched this together, we've talked about this many times, the reality is happening. The information gathering, the information spreading is really transforming the world.
Yeah, in a huge way. I mean, you know, you've got hundreds of thousands of people that listen to your show over the span of a month, and we've got millions of readers reading the text articles on Natural News, and you know, other websites out there who are also reporting the truth on many subjects. This is what's hitting home, and you know, this is where all those efforts are coming from, SOPA and PIPA or PIPA, mm-hmm. to ban, you know, so-called alternative websites. Because if there's one thing the government can't stand, it's people reporting the truth. You know, the truth is shocking.
Yes.
And it's certainly not politically acceptable when you have a corrupt system that's mm-hmm. running based on total disinformation.
Yes. And the disinformation also has run for a long time, decades, in fact, to, let's say, convince people that the government is really out for their best interest. There are still those people that want to believe it, despite overwhelming reality, like those on the left that really sort of like Ron Paul, but on certain things they say, oh, no, he goes too far, like the environment, protecting the environment. I'm thinking, how well has the EPA done in protecting the environment? Are we being protected from the pesticides of Monsanto, the GMOs of Monsanto? Do you think you could just clean house and suddenly they're going to, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, we goofed on that?
Well, man, let me tell you about this story that we haven't even published yet, but we found a webpage on the FDA's website where they recommend that for all these various medications, and they list the medications, that when you've used whatever you need out of the bottle and there's more medication still remaining, you should just crush them up and flush them down the toilet. And it's all these chemotherapy drugs, it's these highly toxic synthetic poisons mm-hmm. that the FDA says flush down the toilet and destroy the environment. So, you know, the idea that the government is going to protect the environment, well, that's pure insanity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the FDA says on its webpage, poison the water.
Mm-hmm.
And people do. You know, when is the EPA going to crack down on the FDA?
I mean, that is a very relevant point. I interviewed Charlie Brown from Consumers for Dental Choice earlier in the week. We're talking about what's happening that the FDA is absolutely ignoring. In fact, its own scientists who have said that, yes, mercury indeed is dangerous in the mouth, in these dental amalgams, yet they're ignoring it.
Sure.
And so Charlie's talking about we have to work internationally by treaty to kind of ban mercury from medicine and dentistry. And, you know, so again, looking to Washington, D.C. to solve the problems that they create. And who's the biggest polluter on the planet? Government.
Well, of course. I mean, just the military branch. I mean, mm-hmm. let's talk about depleted uranium. You want to talk about total environmental destruction, a weapon of mass destruction that just kills everything in its path and exists for, I don't know, what, tens of thousands of years, destroying life.
Yeah.
And our military uses that routinely in the Middle East. You know, that's an environmental crime right there. I mean, gosh, virtually nothing else can compare to the scale mm-hmm. of what the government has done to destroy the environment.
Yeah, and incredibly so. I got a friend that was commenting on, I mentioned the Ron Paul issue because we cover what's going on there as well to hit the political healing aspect of what's happening in America. And they're all worried about the abortion issue. You know, will it be remain legal? They want the pro-choice or the whatever you call it. We want to have an abortion crowd. And I'm thinking, you guys don't care for life at all at this point because you're the left that was supposedly for civil liberties, yet also for ending the wars. And your guy took over, supposedly, and you haven't done anything about the aborting of life, men, women, children, pregnant women, all overseas due to these undeclared wars that no one seems to want to, you know, pull back from other than Congressman Ron Paul.
No, I don't get it. I don't know why people get hung up on this issue. There's just one issue of abortion while ignoring everything else, which just statistically is far more significant. I mean, you have a government which right now is acting like governments throughout world history that killed, literally murdered tens of millions of people. You know, with the Stalins, the Maos, mm-hmm. the Pol Pots, the Hitlers, and so on. You know, you've got a U.S. government that is acting more and more like that. The greatest threat to life and to your freedom is not pro-life or pro-choice. It's this government tyranny.
Yes.
You know, the government is what's going to – I mean, who cares if you could still have an abortion if you're rotting in a military prison
yeah.
having been tortured because you dared to protest against Wall Street? You know, people got to get their priorities straight, and they don't think clearly about what's really going on. They get hung up on one little issue.
Right.
Like, I remember when I was in high school, we had a guy running for high school president, and he said he was going to have chocolate milk served in the cafeteria instead of regular milk. Well, of course, he got elected, and everybody got hung up over this issue of chocolate milk. And of course, you can't serve chocolate milk in a school cafeteria. At least you couldn't, you know, back in the 70s when I was in school,
yes.
you know, K through 12, because it's against state law anyway. But it doesn't matter. People get elected in high school just like they get elected in the White House for telling the most outrageous lies that distract people from reality.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked in high school, and it still works today nationwide in the minds of adults who still think like little high school kids. It's incredible.
It really is. And listen, we can do one more segment. Mike, can you stick around? I really appreciate you
because yeah.
I don't even know if the commercials are going to fire off properly. Now, stand by. Let's see if the music comes in. Wish us luck here as we're on the Robert Scott Bell Show. He's producing because Super Don's out there helping his dad, and we've had some computer stuff going on. So I beg your indulgence, and I know you do because you're here every day, and I thank you for that. Mike Adams continues with me on the Healing Revolution. We've got lots more to discuss. One more segment to do it in before we get Dr. Frank King, and hopefully we'll get John Rappaport up next hour. Stand by. Coming back after this.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Continuing now, this Healing Revolution Friday with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger from naturalnews.com. Of course, we all know we cover those stories here as much as we can on the air. And we mentioned Monsanto and, you know, the idea that the EPA was going to protect the environment, yet they go, hey, yeah, Monsanto, have at it. And yeah, bring on your GMOs. They're fine. You don't have to label. And you know, you came, it was this idea from you. Where did this come from? Of Sell Monsanto. This came out yesterday on Natural News.
Yeah, well, I was actually brainstorming this for several weeks. I was trying to figure out, well, you know, people have their retirement funds and all of these mutual funds and equity firms that own shares of Monsanto. How do we alert people to this so they can sell Monsanto? I mean, look, the thing is, most people out there are totally against Monsanto, but unbeknownst to them, they own Monsanto shares. And when you own a share of a company, obviously you're supporting it financially and propping up the share price and giving it, you know, resources that it can use to expand. So we want to sell Monsanto shares, divest ourselves of all that, and help people find the ways to do that. So we did some research and we found out the equity funds, and then we assigned that. I think did Ethan Huff covered that story.
Yep,
I think
Ethan got that story, and he listed the top institutional holders, top mutual fund holders. I mean, why anybody's playing in those things anyway is a mystery, because we covered a lot of that in our seminar. But if you're there, my goodness, and you say you don't support Monsanto, what are you doing holding shares of them?
Well, exactly. You know, and I've heard some people tell me things like, well, you know, ethically I don't support Monsanto, or I don't support Big Tobacco, but I own their stock because it's the only thing that's making money, and I need to make money on my investments to feed my family. Well, what are you going to feed your family when they're dead from, mm-hmm. you know, all the toxic effects of all this? I mean, people, you've got to think about long-term implications. You can't invest in destruction. You know, you can't invest in evil and think that somehow you're going to create a better world. You need to sell off all of your shares of Monsanto that you may not even know you're holding again. You need to get out of big tobacco. You need to stop putting money in big pharma. You need to invest ethically. And that's something that a lot of people really don't think about, even though they might shop at the store and, you know, I'm buying organic. They say, mm-hmm. I'm avoiding, you know, vaccines. But look in their retirement portfolio, and they're holding shares for Pfizer, mm-hmm. Monsanto, chemical companies, Exxon. You know, it's just like a who's who of the most evil companies on the planet, and that's who they're supporting.
Yeah. Well, again, the regulators that are involved in, you know, covering the Monsantos of the world, much less the vaccine industry. You know, if you were to, oh my gosh, if you were to roll back the FDA, won't people be dying? I mean, my goodness, what about the hundreds of thousands of Americans dying already under FDA-approved regulations, drugs, etc.? It seems that either people are unaware of that or really don't care about it, and all they're concerned about is having some nanny look after them from Washington, D.C.
It's just truly incredible. It's, you know, there's a surrender of personal power that has happened in America, this sort of too much comfort, which has become complacency. Mm-hmm. And people really do, not everybody, obviously, especially not those listening to this, but a lot of the mainstream status quo people, they really do want government to tell them what to feed their children, what to inject their children with, where to save their money, how to think, you know, what to believe is real versus not real. Mm-hmm. Like, here's a great example of this. You've got this National Geographic show that's focusing on preppers now, preparedness people.
Right.
Who are building these, you know, bunkers and all kinds of things. And then they have these experts on the show that say, oh, well, these people are crazy because the odds of that solar flare happening are, you know, 0.0002%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's crazy. But then, well, what about terrorism? What are the odds of a terrorist killing you? As close to zero as you can get, it seems. I mean,
yes.
There aren't even any terrorists in this country. Has anyone ever seen one? Has anyone ever seen a terrorist at the airport? But yet the entire nation mm-hmm. is all in this security uproar over that totally non-existent threat. So, you know, don't talk to me, National Geographic, about these preppers being insane when the whole government is totally insane about something that's completely fictitious
right.
in the first place. I tend to demand consistent thinking.
Oh, yes.
You know, I demand logical, reasonable thinking from people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're going to make fun of one person's overreaction, then apply that same line of thinking to the government's overreaction.
Yes.
Don't make exceptions for the government that you wouldn't, you know, that just say the people are wrong, but the government's fine.
Well, I'll give them props for consistency on this because, as you said, the message is it's so rare, which is true, and they make fun of them and then look at the terrorism. But at the same time, they'll say on the vaccine front, well, look at how rare it is. Of course, we know it's not rare, but they're in their mindset. It's one in a million. Of course, what does it matter that one in a million is suffering or losing their life or that parent is losing their child? But it's, of course, we know it's many thousands, tens of thousands or more now suffering with autism spectrum, et cetera. And where is that point where you start concerning yourself for individuals instead of lumping everybody as if they're a bunch of moo cow cattle? And again, we get to medical collectivism and collectivism in the view of the government and the government's view of us. And that kind of duping has led us down this path where we're willing to sacrifice thousands by just pretending there's no individual in that group.
Well, yeah, the CDC's fear-mongering has turned people into basically viral bunker builders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go out and get flu shots for a flu that even John Rappaport proved mm-hmm. with the actual CDC statistics, probably the seasonal flu only really kills about 20 people a year or something.
Yeah.
Not the 35,000 that the CDC just totally invents.
Exactly.
But, you know, you go out and get vaccine shots for this, that's more insane than building a bunker in your backyard. Mm-hmm. I mean, statistically, your odds of actually being protected by a flu vaccine against the flu are not just zero. It's actually negative because you're more likely to get the flu if you get the vaccine. So it's
yes.
like, It's making it even worse. It's,
yeah. Well, you're right.
It's the opposite of protection.
Exactly right. In fact, there's a story I'm going to talk with John about next hour, hopefully all that works well, about almost 800 side adverse events. And I don't mean just total. I mean, that's how many they've cataloged so far among many thousands of people getting the swine flu shot, nearly 800. And if they're one adverse event with a supplement, they want to ban it. So it's crazy. Now, we got about a minute left before right. I have to get on to Dr. King. Any impressions of the vaccine seminar so far that you're able to release? I know you're going to be talking about it some more that John Rappaport and I did.
Well, I've been listening to it, and I'm about halfway through the course. It's just incredible, Robert. I mean, it's loaded with so much information. It's teaching me things that I didn't know. It's giving me a lot of statistics that I can cite in other stories. But mostly, I think for parents out there, it's going to give you the information that you need to protect your children and to be able to stand up against the doctors and against the school administrators who are lying to you. So when you arm yourself with this information, it's really powerful.
Yeah, and that's the exciting thing to hear from you. As I said, so many people in our arena, in fact, have done a lot of study, and we acknowledge a lot of great works that have been out there, but there's a certain plus factor, and I know John always takes it to that plus factor. He's like, what about this angle, and what about that angle? And we tried to get that 360-degree viewpoint out like in a way that had never been done, and I appreciate you. Your feedback has been helping us tremendously in going out and communicating this message.
Well, thank you. It's a very valuable course. I hope people get it. It's just really the best vaccine education course that I've ever seen.
Awesome.
I mean, maybe the best one that's ever been done, and it's for lay people too. You don't have to be a doctor or pharmacist
right.
to understand it. It's for everyday people.
Well, Mike, I appreciate it. Appreciate you, and we got to take a quick break here. Thank you for riding out the crazy production and hosting duties today. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, Super Mike Adams with us. We'll be back with Dr. King. We're going to be talking about arsenic in your brown rice syrup and how to detoxify if you're concerned. Stay with us. Coming right back after this.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The healing revolution continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because Dr. Frank King from King Bio is back with us as we look forward to every Friday. Dr. King, so glad to have you on board.
Man, you make my day. What a way to finish the week knowing how we can help so many more people in this world.
Yeah, I got now Clint Eastwood, Dr. King. Go ahead, make my day. Make my healing revolution. And we're going to do it. Remember the old stories about Rasputin? They couldn't kill that guy with poison. They tried to give him, I think, arsenic, in fact, and they finally had to shoot him because his liver was so strong. And why I bring that up on the Healing Revolution Friday was because there's a story about trying to bash organic food. They're saying, oh, my gosh, organic food, you think it's so great for you. Well, look, there's arsenic in it. Never mind, they're talking about the isolated and concentrated brown rice syrup. They want you to ignore the high fructose corn syrup with mercury. But, hey, let's acknowledge arsenic does exist in the soils, and it will exist in trace amounts in food. Is that not correct?
Not only is that correct, but we need arsenic, Robert. It's one of those scary words that people put out there, mm-hmm. and sound, you know, we hear all about the old poisonings, from the concentrated arsenic tablets and the spy movies and taking the arsenic and the guy going into spasms and dying before they torture the truth out of him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these stories about the arsenic is kind of in the back of all of our brains. And the truth about arsenic, Robert, how about, do you think we ought to look at the truth about arsenic?
Well, that would be a revolutionary idea.
Well, the truth about arsenic really is we need it. And without it, we become susceptible to cancer. Arsenic is in many, many foods in the right amounts, in the right organic mm-hmm. compounds and ways to keep us mm-hmm. from getting cancer. Do you think arsenic could be important to talk about today?
Well, I definitely do, because they're trying to trash the organic foods in any way that they can by saying, oh my gosh, you think it's so clean and you don't want pesticides, but look, there's arsenic. And of course, they point out only one small segment of the organic food movement, and that is some people look, the West, we have a sweet tooth, so they look to concentrate sweeteners from all kinds of things that may or may not be safer. In some cases, we always want to see minerals present in any kind of sweet type food, because that helps us to utilize these sugars and transport them appropriately. But to pick on brown rice syrup and say, oh, it's got arsenic, it's going to kill everybody, they don't acknowledge what you've just said. Now, we're not needing extra dietary arsenic. I mean, there's usually adequate amounts in the soil. That's one of the things we're not short on. Unfortunately, we're short on selenium in so many soils. But the perspective as a homeopath is I absolutely love arsenic, Arsenicum album, because of its powerful effects on so many things. And we can certainly talk about that as well.
Yes. You know, Robert, my wife Susie was at the store just the other day, and this sweet little old lady in front of her, and she had some apple juice, and she was asking the clerk, at the checkout counter, does this apple juice, is this the apple juice that is arsenic free? And my wife says this little high school girl at the checkout counter just kind of had to stare.
Didn't know what to say, probably.
Mouth open.
Yeah.
And didn't know what to say or how to answer it. But, the word is out in different talk shows about the arsenic bashing. And we heard about Big Pharma and how they can do a lot of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
But, what do we call the food industry? Big food?
Well, yeah, you have to at some level, because the big agribusiness, these are global multinational companies that, and they're into genetically modifying and, of course, pesticide-laden foods. And let's be honest, too, arsenic is often used as a pesticide because it can be toxic, and always poison is determined by the dose. So trace amounts we can metabolize, and as you said, we need a little bit. We don't need a lot. It's a trace element.
Yes, I try to eat a few almonds a few times a week just to get my weekly requirements of arsenic, to keep my arsenic levels high, to keep my immune system modulated in balance. To arsenic does so many good things for our body as a nutrient. Mm-hmm. We need to understand that this is okay to drink apple juice. You know, it's okay to even eat some of the seeds in your apples that have higher concentration of arsenic. Yes. It's okay to eat almonds that have a higher concentration of arsenic.
Isn't that, Dr. King?
It is a good thing that we need.
Yeah, isn't that, Dr. King, that some of the controversy with the so-called vitamin B17 laetril, the apricot kernels, I mean, isn't that arsenic laced as well, and that's why it was utilized against cancer?
Spot on again there, Robert.
Mm-hmm. So it's different than the lead arsenates and the pesticide arsenics, if you will. That's an important distinction to make because, you know, nobody tunes into a natural health show and hears somebody speaking favorably about arsenic. But that's why you come to the Healing Revolution every Friday. You never know what you're going to be surprised with.
That's right. You know, there's a difference between the organic bound arsenic and isolate concentrates of arsenic. Yes, it can become, you can make a rat poison by concentrating it and isolating it from its natural state. But in its natural state and in its, it just, doesn't it make sense, Robert, that all these foods that have arsenic in them naturally is something that could be good for us?
Well, if you look at the trace mineral components, even of, let's say, the salt of the earth, the ancient mineral salts, they contain things that you'd be saying, whoa, you can't have that. But in trace elements, there's a balance in nature. All of these things make up who we are, and we're looking to find them in that balanced fashion, not the isolated, toxic, and ramped up fashion that big pharma, big agribusiness seems not to be concerned about. So this propaganda against organic foods is just that. It's not giving people the whole picture.
Sure, you can make anything toxic. There was, we were talking the other day, I mentioned, you know, you can even die from drinking too much water. They call it drowning.
Drowning, yes, of course. And that's why, you know, I've mentioned like colloidal silver. I said, if you really want to hurt yourself with colloidal silver, you have to drown in the water, right? You know, if we're looking at that perspective. So, yes, bringing this perspective. Now, if we look at the homeopathic form of arsenic, it is one of the most profound, amazing remedies for so many things, whether it be for arsenic poisoning, if that's the case, or any kind of food poisoning, stomach issue, liver toxicity. I mean, there's so much that arsenicum album can be utilized for and is in a number of the King Bio remedies.
Yes, and homeopathy has used arsenic, and, you know, with, you know, it's the law of similars. That's what homeopathy is. It means likes cure likes. And we find that, and it's so well tested, they'd feed gross amounts of arsenic to rodents, and they'd collect and watch and do this over time. And there was one person's job where it was to take all the excrements from the little rodent's cage and measure that and how much arsenic come out of the animal. And, you know, job, that's probably, you know, these high-dollar lab people, they get some really interesting jobs they do. And so you measure this, and on an average, the rodent would retain about 40 to 60% of the high level of arsenic in their diet.
Mm-hmm.
And that retention would become to a toxic level, and this was isolate arsenics that they were feeding them, concentrates, but not enough to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they had stopped feeding them the arsenic, and the actual animal would retain, you know, an average of, say, 40% of the arsenic in their bodies that they consumed. And this arsenic was stored in body fat and other tissues of the body. And now there was no more arsenic coming out in the excrements. You know what the excrements are, Robert?
That which comes out through the planet Uranus and the planet your bladder.
Urine and feces.
Yes, exactly.
And shedding. And anything you
Sweat it out, exactly.
Yes. So in this scenario, the animal's retaining this 40% on an average of the arsenic, high arsenic that was consumed, and it's not coming out of the excrements anymore, and they give a high potency dilution of a homeopathic arsenic. This is diluted beyond the molecular level now, Robert. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, there's no more molecules of this arsenic. They've done serial dilutions, succussions, this complex homeopathic potentization process that takes it beyond the molecular level into the energetic realm, which is where our body's control networks operate. Mm-hmm. You know, the cellular signaling,
yes,
and the nervous impulses and the acupuncture energy chi flows and all these things that create this energetic field around our body that we can photograph. And it's a part of all of us living beings. Now, that is where this level of homeopathic arsenic is.
And I might add, completely, I mean utterly and completely non-toxic. You couldn't consume enough of that form of arsenic in a homeopathic attenuation, as you said, non-molecular at that point, that could ever create a toxicological burden to the body.
No, you can give the whole bottle in your infant's baby bottle. You can mm-hmm. put it all whole bottle in there, and the infant will be fine. Mm-hmm. And so what it does, it's the energetic imprints here that awakens our body's control networks and cellular signals to respond to say, whoa, hey, you know, we're waking it up and it's telling the body, hey, there's some arsenic stored in the body, and sends the messengers to go in and take the arsenic and say, okay, guys, come on, you're getting a little too rowdy, too many of you over here. You're disturbing the human body. We're going to take you on out. Mm-hmm. And they escort the toxic arsenic out of the body. That is the like cures like principle.
Yes. And you know what's so fascinating? Because you mentioned the whole animal studies that were done in that, the excretion. I just want to reiterate that when they administered the homeopathic form of arsenic versus the placebo, right, the one that wasn't, it was an amazing, measurable, significantly measurable difference between the excretion rates of suddenly the body began dumping the arsenic, which tells you that non-material can affect the material. Now, that's not a mystery to anybody who understands energy, but for a lot in the allopathic world, they can't conceive of how energy impacts on matter. But just, I always tell them, just stick your finger in that light socket over there and you'll understand.
That's right. You're in for a shocking experience.
Exactly.
Well, Robert, you know, so well said about this arsenic and how the energetic controls the the bioenergetic realm controls the biochemical realm. All these chemicals within our body has a specific charge on them. And this specific charge is there waiting to be told what to do by this higher controlling network authority in our body called the bioenergetic control networks. And it is that energetic network that is controlling all of our biochemical functions and keeping us in balance, keeping us in equilibrium, keeping us in what we call homeostasis, and that's what keeps us healthy, and that's the secret that's missing. We sometimes scratch our heads, wonder with all this years of dollars of research that's been going on, why we haven't found cures for everything yet. Mm-hmm. Is because we're not really playing with a full deck. Yeah. We're only addressing the biochemical realm of our body. We're only addressing half the body here. Mm-hmm. The other half, the whole person, we need to address this control networks that's designed to keep us in balance. If we don't address that, we will never be able to address the health problems that's perplexing our society.
Well, let's go to that other side, on the other side of this break, in fact, with Dr. Frank King, our good friend, the Healing at Revolution, every Friday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We all look forward to that. He is at 800-543-3245. That's at kingbio.com. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. And if you've gotten the news notes, you know it. You can link it there as well to some of the key remedies that we're discussing on the other side of the break, too. So stand by. Lots more healing to come on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Frank King after this. We'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, there's another study out there that's trying to promote the use of a vaccine that hasn't been fully tested yet, but they say, salmonella, no problem. You can eat food with salmonella on it because we'll have a vaccine for you. Well, we know the truth, and we may get into that as well because we can utilize homeopathy to address things like food poisoning, salmonella included. But this arsenic thing works well with food poisoning, arsenicum album. And Dr. King, my experience homeopathically, if I wanted to prove that homeopathy worked for people that were doubters, I'd say, go out and exhaust your adrenals, come to me, I'll give you a dose of arsenicum album, watch what happens. And they perk up after that dose and they're like, whoa, is there caffeine in that? No, there's no caffeine in that. And of course, that and a detoxification, arsenicum is an amazing remedy.
It sure is. You know, many, Robert, of our detox products have arsenicum album in there.
Mm-hmm.
We have different forms of arsenic. You know, it's not just one arsenic in homeopathy,
right,
but there's different forms of arsenic. And these are each one has its own unique therapeutic abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So when you find arsenic in a homeopathic remedy, do not fear.
Mm-hmm.
These are good. They help detoxify your body. And if you happen to have any arsenic in toxicity, it helps eliminate that toxicity.
Right.
Or even if, you know, like a lot of people would see, they might say they're sensitive to sulfur.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find homeopathic sulfur in many formulas relating to allergies and skin problems. And this sulfur If you're sensitive to sulfur, I would not be fearful of taking the homeopathic remedy, especially if the potency is up above, let's say, 10x or higher potency.
Right. Yes.
This, you know, because the higher the potency, the higher, the more the dilution, you will not, you actually will help train your body to desensitize you from the sulfur sensitivity, for example.
Right, right. That's a good point to make. What other of the detox formulas jump out at you as far as they also have arsenicum but that people really need to hear about?
Well, one of the, you know, obviously, is our liver detox, Robert.
Yes.
That you'll see arsenicum in there. It's a great remedy to help activate liver function back into our bodies again. And believe me, we all have a little liver dysfunction at times. Robert, have you experienced that?
Well, this is the key to my recovery, honestly, with all, you know, we've gone through my history of toxicity and eating standard American diet, vaccine damage, drugs, medicines, etc. For me, that was my way out, liver detox. That's why, you know, I always talk about whenever you're going to take a remedy, whether they're single remedies or complex remedies, we always want to take care of the entire terrain, the burden on the body, and help it along the way, because everything you do that is right already is going to be enhanced by that process.
Yes, yes. And if you're in an industrial area or even agricultural areas of the world, you know, there are arsenic used in much of the pesticides and herbicides that are you know, applied to agriculture.
Yes.
So with that, you'll find arsenic also in our outdoor air pollution formula. This outdoor air pollution formula is really a great product. You can be just as toxic air in an agricultural area as you would in a large metropolitan city. So,
yes, different kind of toxins, but you're right. Out there in the farmland, if they're not, you know, if they're doing the spraying, as we said, with these pesticides, your kids are going to be exposed even if you try to feed them only organic food.
Yes. And one other area, Robert, where we use arsenic is in our ileocecal valve, or ICV formula. This is little known by so many people that need to know this, because 80% of the people in this world will experience ileocecal valve problems in their life and repetitively experience this. And it's in the lower right quadrant of our abdomen alongside our hip bone, on towards the inside, running from the tip where our hip bone sticks out between there and our belly button. And you poke around between there, and eventually you may find a little golf ball-sized lump. That's the valve. And if it's tender, you have dysfunction in your ileocecal valve, which is a huge factor when it comes to toxicity in our bodies. And the majority of toxicity is what we call autotoxicity, where we're poisoning ourselves because this ileocecal valve is not working properly keep the toxins from backing up into our body.
Well, we did a show earlier in the year, last year, in fact, Dr. King, we talked about the ileocecal valve, and you actually talked everybody through how to open it up, a stuck valve, so they can go back to the archives of the Healing Revolution, and now there are little descriptions, so we'll actually have that in the description. You can find it. Invaluable information, not available almost anywhere else.
Yes, there, and there's additional information, Robert, on our website, and where people can learn to monitor this valve. It tells you not only, you know, when you're toxic or if you're getting toxic from it, you want to be able to calm that valve down, but you also, with this valve, it's a great indicator about maybe our diet and how we can adjust our diet. Like, every time you eat Chinese food, all of a sudden you have ileocecal valve problem, or Mexican food, or you eat popcorn at night, or whatever. It could be so many different things, and it usually is roughage and toxic substances. You eat too much of that, and it irritates the valve and creates problems. You know, I recently ate a whole bunch of blackberries, and my ileocecal, all the seeds in those blackberries and raspberries and these type of things, it was a little too much for me. Even though I love, and I'd say blackberries and raspberries are wonderful for people, but you can always eat a little too much, and those little seeds can create little problems down there.
Sure.
And luckily, if you don't fix your ileum, I find personally, if I don't fix that ileocecal valve and calm it back down with some pressure on it and some different techniques that we show you, then in taking the ileocecal valve remedy, then all of a sudden, if you don't calm that down, you'll find yourself, your immune system compromised, and you all of a sudden you're catching a cold or a flu or an allergy or something is happening and compromising your immune system from the toxicity. So good stuff to learn, and arsenic is centered around it all is a good thing.
Well, and those with diverticulitis in particular are very sensitive. They said, avoid all the little seeds. I'd like people to get the good stuff from these berries, which are very rich in antioxidants and very protective against cancer and other things. So how do we do that? Well, why don't we get rid of the problem altogether? And there we got intestinal inflammation. I often go to other remedies, and you have intestinal formulas in addition to the ICV formula. Some contain phosphorus, which is an amazing remedy that does a lot for inflammation anywhere in the body.
Yes. And there you'll find that we have a lot of when you start having like food allergies, arsenic is one of the key remedies in that product. We have a product called Fragrances and Phenolics. If you find yourself being sensitive to strong aromatics or people's colognes or perfumes or just getting behind that diesel truck that's putting out the wonderfully smelling smoke, you know, those things, when you become sensitive to even spicy foods, perhaps, this is the arsenic formula is in that fragrance and phenolic formula that I'm describing here.
Yes.
And also for allergies to food and chemicals, when you start finding yourself becoming hypersensitive, you become very, you know, arsenic is one of the key ingredients in our formulas for that particular problem.
Very nice, very nice. Now, also, yesterday I covered a story about sinus infections, how antibiotics will not help because they're mostly viral more often than not. And we have, of course, homeopathic medicines that can address sinus congestion that are just miraculous. Alberto Flores Garcia Rada wrote on the website page on Facebook, says, Robert, please keep it secret. You might hurt physicians' wallets. They'll have less visits. They won't sell their antibiotics. They'll have diminishing customers in the long terms and, of course, self-empowered patients. What do you think of that? Because I think the healing revolution is doing that, too.
It certainly is. You know, the whole purpose of a doctor is to teach. It's what doctor means in Latin, to teach. And I think we forgot about that part. And we try, and I think doctors have a tendency to protect their practices and guard from, you know, people learning too much out of fear of, you know, losing their pay, you know, a certain number of patients or not getting in as many patient visits. And that's sad. You know, it really is. It really starts to hurt the pocketbook of the doctor. And you have to think, okay, do I give up our country club, my next two children's college education, or my car collection?
But, well, the good news is, Dr. King, that doctors out there listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show and the Healing Revolution each week can tap into some formulations that are available only to the doctors as well, because there are some things that are not self-limiting or easily self-diagnosable that will require healthcare providers, doctors and the like, to help people along the way. So I always like to encourage docs out there, if you hadn't thought about this, you can, you know, completely advance your practice by integrating homeopathy very simply by contacting them at King Bio, and even Dr. King will talk to you from time to time. If you're a doctor out there, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. And you have people on staff that actually interact with the doctors, do you not?
We sure do. We do seminars. This spring we'll be having a seminar for physicians as well to come, and we teach and help equip them to go green,
nice,
to become more green, to try. Let's try instead, you know, the non-toxic, the safer form of medicine that's designed to actually awaken our own body's ability to function again and correct the problem. Let's try working with those as a logical first choice in medicines before we go with traditional toxic, potentially toxic drug substances that primarily suppress the symptoms. Let's try to see if we can fix them safely and naturally first. Your patients will highly appreciate those efforts as a logical first choice in healthcare.
Yes, and the moment we have a definitive time, date, et cetera, on your seminar for the docs coming up in the spring, we will let them know right through the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll have all the links up, and of course we do, to Dr. King, King Bio, and the Healing Revolution. Call them during the week, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. Dr. King, you know, it's always a blast to get together with you. I'm glad we were able to destroy the misconceptions about arsenic or arsenicum album or arsenic, however you want to say it.
That's right. That's arsenic can be your friend in nature, and it's not your enemy.
Yeah, you won't hear it anywhere else but right here on the United States and world of Health Talk Radio, especially with Dr. King when we do our Healing Revolution together. We got lots more healing to come up. John Rappaport's going to join us next hour. We'll talk more about vaccines. And, of course, in the meantime, I always want to encourage you to create a great weekend. Sunday, remember, live show through GCN as well. Dr. King, thanks so much. And remember, everybody, the power to heal is yours.
Yours.
Yes.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You know, you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, looks like we may have squeaked through an hour here. Special edition, if there ever was one. The prayers are out there. I'm feeling them. Thank you all for helping us and being here with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the Special Healing Revolution Friday. John Rappaport scheduled to join us this hour if all goes according to plan. And so far, so good. Again, it's never as good as when Super Don does it. So thank you for your understanding and patience and all of the things that we require today to get us to the weekend. Oh, my gosh. Well, what's happening for the Obama administration? Oh, my gosh, it's not looking good on Obamacare. Although I've said that if you get a Republican president in there, if it's not Ron Paul, they are not going to overturn Obamacare. Sorry, not going to happen because, as I mentioned the other day, conservatives, Republicans were the ones that came up with the idea for the health mandate to begin with. But the Obama administration does have a difficult task in defending it as long as the Republicans are out of power, because they'll play bad cop. We're going to get rid of it. Yeah, Romney's going to get rid of it. No, you're not, Romney. But there was an OMB, Office of Management and Budget guy, his acting head, Jeffrey Zients. He had an oops moment on Wednesday, according to Politico. Yeah, that's right. You know, they've had to kind of maneuver what this health mandate is, right? Initially, they said, oh, no, this is not a tax, because, of course, they didn't want to upset people that don't want to be taxed more. It's not a tax. And then In the federal courts, they suddenly says, well, if it's not a tax, it's not constitutional. Oh, yes, it's a tax. I'm so sorry. I goofed. Of course, Obamacare, the health care is a tax. I'm sorry. And so they're not really getting it right, because this oops moment shows how a political expedience based on what they can do to make it constitutional. I don't know that there's ever a way it can, but that's another story. So on Wednesday, this guy, OMB budget director Jeffrey Zients, appeared to tell the House Budget Committee that the individual mandate is not a tax. After the marching orders were, yes, it's a tax, because if it's not, it's going to be thrown out. That's a problem. The Obama administration was defending the mandate before the Supreme Court by arguing that it is a tax for legal purposes. So here it is, a quote from Representative Scott Garrett, who's questioning him. If I'm part of a family that does not buy health insurance in violation of the president's health care program, and I have to pay because of that, that is not a tax. That is not a tax on me? That's what he asked Zients. And it's on YouTube. And Zian says, I'm not sure I'm following the question. So he continues, Garrett. If I make under $250,000 a year and I do not buy health insurance as I'm required to under the Affordable Health Care Act, is that a tax on me or is that not a tax on me? A moment ago, you said there are no tax increases. And Zient said, there aren't. So Garrett now says, so that's not a tax. So Zient says, no. So basically, the Obama administration, OMB guy, says, no, it's not a tax. Yet in the Supreme Court, they said, it is a tax. What is the truth? Is the health care mandate a tax or not? And why do they keep changing their story? Because this is blatantly unconstitutional. But I mentioned this to Mike Adams last hour that the Foundation for a Free Society, along with the 10th Amendment Center, debuted the nullification movie. And instead of addressing the merits of the argument of nullification, they attacked it as some kind of backwater neo-Confederate racist movement, nullification. Despite the fact that nullification of the 10th Amendment to the Constitution has not been repealed, despite what the leftists would like to have you believe, and despite the fact that it is in operation today, not to promote racism, but to eliminate, for instance, the criminalizing of medical marijuana. States are nullifying the federal law on marijuana. Many states have nullified the Real ID Act. Some states are even nullifying the NDAA, the ability of the federal government to detain U.S. citizens, send them to Guantanamo Bay without a trial, without so much as a charge. Yet there are attacks on the 10th Amendment. Now, Thomas Jefferson is clearly a terrorist, along with Dan Alger, the Amish farmer who simply wanted to provide raw milk to those who wanted to buy it. And now the feds basically, effectively shut down his farm by making it so untenable to continue. As something that his family had done for generations. And you tell me, who are the real terrorists? And Obamacare? No, it's not a tax. Yes, it is a tax. It depends on who we're talking to. Put up the finger to the wind. The wind says the Supreme Court says it better be a tax or else we're going to overturn it. And then you go to Congress where they say, come on, aren't we taxed enough already? And there suddenly it's not a tax. How proficient, how professional, how legitimate, how illegitimate are both parties in this regard? And I mentioned the issue, the sticky issue of abortion, and we covered it. Apologies for anybody who was offended yesterday. Richard can get out of hand, my friend Richard Pearl, but he just says it like he sees it, and he lets the chips fall where it may, and we're going to be big boys and girls about it. We're adults. And as I said, I warned you yesterday it was going to be a pretty intense show. Adult, I had parental advisory lyrics. No F words were said, but the themes were very adult. And the issue of abortion, you know, some people that like Ron Paul on a lot of issues, they say, but I can't stomach his abortion issue because I think women should have the right to choose to terminate their pregnancy. And I'm thinking, you guys, come on, man. You're worried about whether they're not going to overturn it. Even if Ron Paul is successful in saying Roe versus Wade, nullify that. Still, they're going to throw it back to the states. All 50 states are not going to ban it. And all of you that want it banned, and I might be with you in that. It's not going to happen. There are going to be certain states that lean liberal left, and they're going to always have it. And there has been as long as there's been the option for that. You're just not going to be able to outlaw it, despite how you or I feel about it. But the point is, there's no federal authority to basically support the prohibition or the promotion of abortion. It should be a state issue. And, of course, the vaccines inducing abortions, like the HPV shot and other things, oh, my gosh. There you go, the leftist worshiping science. You know who I've got coming up? Yes, after the break, John Rappaport, my cohort on Armed and Dangerous, about vaccines, all the things they don't want you to hear. We're going to talk about that and more coming up next on this special edition. I hope the commercials fire up on time. I'm doing my best here, multitasking extraordinarily. I'll be right back after this.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Vaccines, armed and dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear. Hey, my co-star for that is with me now. John Rappaport returns to the Robert Scott Bell Show. John, so glad to have you back on board.
Great to be here, Robert, as always.
Well, I'm happy that this finally got released. As I said, we've been teasing it. I've been teasing it on my show for months, how much work goes into this, and it finally gets out there. And now I'm hearing from Mike Adams all the time about how excited he is each chapter he listens to. And in fact, I think last week he may have interviewed you for Skype video that's going to be released soon as well.
He did. We did a couple of segments, and Mike was very complimentary. And in fact, he said that he had learned some things about vaccines that shocked even him. So I took that as a very good sign that we really did cover the waterfront, because, you know, I've been thinking about this seminar for a long, long time before we ever even thought of it ourselves in terms of actually doing it, because for the last 20 years or so, I've been researching vaccines, and I thought, you know, we've got to get it all in one place. Everything, so that people can walk around it and look at it from all the different angles, all of the major medical statements and claims about why vaccines are obviously safe and effective, and why they are absolutely essential, and why everybody's got to get them. We take up all their arguments one at a time, and we present other information, miles of other information as well. I think we ended up in this seminar with 10 plus hours of audio.
Yes, and indeed, and we can do, of course, more, but what you just said at the beginning here is really great, because Mike Adams is a guy that is incredibly well-read and immersed in all of these things that we've been talking about for many years as well, and to hear him acknowledge that there were things that he hadn't heard tells me we have accomplished a lot of what we wanted to accomplish, even for those that are most discerning and most involved actively in a different perspective on not only vaccines, but all of modern medicine, allopathic medicine, or as you coined the phrase so many years ago that I love to use even to this day, the Church of Biological Mysticism.
Yeah. No question about it. I mean, I've been reading many people who have been researching vaccines over the years. They've all done some excellent work. And I don't mean this to sound like a boast, but I've always wanted to say, yes, but what about this? You need to include this really drastically important piece of information as well. Mm-hmm. And this underlying assumption about vaccines has to be examined. And I've made notes over the years, and I've said to myself, if I ever get the chance, I'm going to unload everything here. Because there really are things, as you just said, about vaccines that even the most interested and research-oriented parents, citizens, don't know about vaccines. And I want to get it all in there, and we did.
Yes, and I think in terms of my upbringing, of course, allopathically being vaccinated, in fact, vaccine damaged, I cover that in the seminar, my personal story as well as working with my mentor in homeopathic medicine and detoxifying people years and sometimes 70 years after initial vaccines. I mean, it was quite extraordinary the things we were able to, some of it we planned for, some of it just kind of happened as we were rolling with it. And we sat back and looked at it and went, wow, that got out there. Wow. I mean, that's the kind of thing. And as you said, we don't disparage anybody on this. We are grateful for all the people that have put out information, written books, and done seminars on vaccines. But it's that, yes, but what about this? And that's where we went on top of everything else and all the wonderful things that have been revealed thus far.
Yeah. The key was that there was no time limit for you and me. It wasn't like, okay, we've got to pack everything that we can into 2 hours. It was open-ended from the beginning. And we just taped week after week after week until we got these 10-plus hours, plus a lot of online text. So that we really did cover the waterfront. And then we flipped the coin on the other side and we went into the whole vast subject of improving one's immune system through natural means, which is a whole other subject that had to be covered, and we did. So I'm very happy about this. I'm really happy that now I can tell people, vaccines, it's all in one place. Go here. Here's the seminar. You'll get all the information that you need to become educated, get your PhD in vaccines. And then, you know, the subject title, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, I like to interpret the armed part as people are armed with information.
Yes.
So that they can actually go out into the world and feel very confident about what they know.
Yeah, and one of the bonuses for me was getting to interview your wife, Dr. Laura Thompson, on a protocol, specific things people can do and access, because as more and more people become aware of the controversies around the HPV vaccine, the damage to girls, now little boys, et cetera, there's a new story out today we may cover. I think they've identified 800 different adverse events related to the swine flu vaccine. Only 800, John. But no matter where people are going, what they're getting, and how they're getting these adverse events are happening, there are ways back out. Obviously, we'd like to see it done sooner than later, but your wife did tremendous in laying out another program for people to get well and strengthen their immune system.
Exactly. Detox from prior vaccines, strengthening the immune system naturally now, whether it's children or adults. We went into that significantly in the seminar. And wow, it was a major job, but you know, as always, when you and I get rolling, we just kept on going because we were determined to leave no stone unturned and to just keep taping mm-hmm. all the information, putting the online text there as well so that people would have other sources. And it's just great.
We did focus a lot on the recognition that there's so much fear out there about disease itself. I mean, think about all the scary things we were taught growing up in history of whether it be smallpox and polio and such. And it was so amazing that we were able to dismantle almost every one of them to take the fear out of it, to unplug or deflate the so-called monsters that frighten you or frighten your family members, or maybe if you're old enough to have kids that have kids, to run back with their arms open to the needles of Big Pharma that are so dangerous. And clearly it was fear that was holding this whole game together.
Absolutely. I can repeat that 1,000 times. Fear is what holds this whole game together. And that's the promotion of fear, the propaganda of fear, the warnings, the dangers. If you don't do this, this is going to happen, and so on. So we've straightened out the balance of the scales here because people have been overwhelmed with so much media barrage over the years and even decades about vaccines. And so in order to cut out that fear, we had to do our own kind of informational surgery. Okay, let's take this specific point where the media, the medical system, medical cartel, and the government are telling you that you need to be afraid of this particular thing. Now, what about that? So we dismantled that. And then we took the next point of fear, and we went through these so that people can breathe again. You know, they can actually look at the information with a clear mind, which you were instrumental in that in the seminar, because I had no idea we were going to go there, but you made it a key point right at the beginning that we need to do this, because if you can't look at the information without that nagging sense of fear or being like an iron filing attracted back to the magnet of the medical system, you would never be able to really listen to and hear the information and study it and learn it. We had to do that dismantling, and we did.
Yeah, and that was probably one of the biggest yes buts, right? What about? And because there's a lot of great information out there, we acknowledge and we recognize people like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and more that have done tremendous work in putting information out. What we wanted to do is take it up into obviously the psychological realm, but even the spiritual realm. And it's a perspective that is never referenced, because you may have medical degrees and you might be fully qualified to go there, the biology, the immunology as such, and we do. In that sense, we cover it. But there was that bigger plus factor, which you've always done, John, in your writings and everything, utilizing the imagination and the creativity that we've been given by that which created us all. And it was so great to weave all of that together. And these are some of the things that are kind of the intangibles. How do you describe what we did? And it makes it a little difficult to so-called market it to people. Wait, a vaccine? I think I know all about vaccines. Well, turns out you might not.
Yeah, exactly. You might not. Chances are very good that you don't, frankly. And we did get up into those realms, those other realms. And as well, we covered in ways that a lot of people brush up against, but I don't really think the majority of people yet understand the depth of this issue of freedom and health freedom, which we really did as well cover, because you know, this is a spiritual issue. Freedom is not something material. It's not something you buy at the store. No, you can't get credit on your card for freedom. Freedom is not a material thing. It is inherent in you. And no matter how you try to describe it or embody it or bring it down to some sort of very practical, pragmatic thing, if you don't include that spiritual dimension of what freedom is, that you have the right to make that kind of choice to vaccinate or not to vaccinate, and really go into this in depth and present it in its full perspective, then people will never quite grasp what is happening as the government and the medical cartel make their embrace and try to force you into a corner where you must accept their truth. That is so fundamental that we just couldn't have done the seminar without really going into that, and we did.
Very, very exciting. Hey, nomorefakenews.com, of course, you can find John Rappaport and all of his writings going back many, many years, including the link, as I have, at robertscottbell.com, that goes directly to the Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, the seminar they don't want you to hear. And 10-plus hours of audio, lots of downloads. We're going to be adding a couple of things as well, another document on exemptions, the issues going all the way up to the Supreme Court. So those of you who have bought it the first out of the gate, we really appreciate that you've done that. And you will also have access to anything else we add in the interim. And it's available at a $20 discount right now while we're rolling it out here. So do take advantage of it. You'll see it at Webseed. But we've got the links at nomorefakenews.com as well as at robertscottbell.com. We'll talk more about vaccines, immune system. Also, there's some interesting things in the news, including the swine flu I mentioned, 800 known adverse events. Gee, how much does it take before the FDA goes, okay, that's 801. That's enough. But 800, not, we don't have to worry about that. We'll come back and talk to John Rappaport about that and many more things in the meantime here on this special Healing Revolution Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here, inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sometimes you just have to step back and laugh at it all because it's so absurd, whether it be the vaccine paradigm or whether it be the regulatory structures, the FDA and all of those organizations that promote without thinking, without thought, without concern for the, let's say, side effects, side events, adverse events that happen due to vaccines and even drugs. I mentioned going into the break, we got John Rappaport on with me, and I mentioned that there's a new story out about the swine flu vaccine, how, my goodness, they found nearly 800 adverse reactions that are identified. They know about them. And I'm thinking, if there's one adverse reaction from a dietary supplement, why is it that they call it to ban it? I mean, you've always got the people like Henry Waxman and Dick Durbin in Congress that just say, wow, the danger really is in the supplements, not the drugs and vaccines. And I mean, there's such a major blind spot. You wonder how these people go through life like they should be walking in circles because 50% of their vision is completely clouded.
Well, that's generous.
Yes, I was being
kind. Say only 50%. You know, in the last segment at the end, you said vaccine seminar, the seminar they don't want you to hear. That kicked off in my mind something that's really been ramping up in the last few years, and that is they, meaning the medical cartel, realizes that there is growing resistance to their propaganda. And so they are redoubling their efforts to try to make people discount the kinds of stories that you just mentioned here, 800 adverse reactions. But also, they are ramping up a campaign against people who speak out about true medical information as opposed to what the medical cartel is feeding you, because they want to discredit those people. They want to make them out to be, quote, quacks, or people who don't have sufficient medical knowledge or the correct degrees and so on and so forth. And they hammer away at this all the time. And so even though occasionally a story will slip through, like 800 adverse reactions to the swine flu vaccine, which in a sane world would cause an uproar and the product would immediately be taken off the market, here they, meaning PR people for the medical cartel, try to overwhelm that with their own pronouncements about how we've got new breakthroughs on the horizon and everything medical is wonderful. It's a war, and they're fighting the war with their own tons and tons of information, and we are countering that with the truth.
Yeah, and the ways to get it out are changed. I mean, think about this 20, 30 years ago. If you had this kind of information, you were the complete outlier. You know, they'll send you to the middle of the desert. Hopefully no one would find you there, and probably they wouldn't, but a lot has changed in this world. I mean, you talk about consciousness shifts, and there are technological shifts that have gone along with it. Some of the times it outraces our ability to handle the technology, but in many ways, the communication, the pathways, the speed with which information is getting out now is something that's quite different, perhaps a little bit out of their control, and they are in a panic, desperation mode here to withhold this kind of information or somehow send somebody off in a different direction. I mean, look at what Andrew Wakefield did. I mean, he simply observed certain gastrointestinal problems in children that had autism after the MMR shot. He never came out initially and said vaccines cause autism. I know what his perspective is on that now. In fact, we're going to see him at the Health Freedom Expo coming up. But the simple fact that he identified adverse events, you know, like the 779 to 800 from the swine flu, but specific to MMR, that was enough. They pulled out all the stops to try and destroy this man who has a lot of integrity, who was simply observing and reporting his observations.
He told me an interesting story that the press conference that was held at his university in England after his initial findings were published, I think it was the dean standing up in front of all the press who had questions, the dean just simply looked at Wakefield and told him to take the questions. It was like, you know, throwing the sheep to the wolves. That was the whole idea. Well, it's all on you now, buddy, because I can sense that there's a major attack coming on and it's going to be on your head, not ours. That was the way the university handled it. And, you know, I'll tell you a funny little story. 20 years ago, when I used to do lectures publicly, talk about the pace of the technology,
yes,
there was a great group called She Who Remembers, a couple of friends of mine, Jeannie and her husband. They would be at these lectures, and they would tape the lectures, audio, and they would have three tape duping machines in another room.
Yes.
And when I got through, they would rush the master in there and they would make copies and slap labels on them, and people could go buy those tapes. And then those people would listen to the tapes. They would make their own dupes. They would pass them around all over the country. Some even got to Europe and Asia. And that was the fastest way that we could get information out in that time. And I mean, talk about inefficient. It was, you know, we were outside of the outside of the outside. And so now here we are. Boom.
It's a whole different world. Yeah, I do remember that. I attended a lot of seminars that helped me set set the stage for my understanding of, you know, when I first learned about you, read about you, and then got to meet you. I mean, all of these things that I was doing independent of it, we got together and it was like, whoa, yeah, all right, we're not alone. And then it, you know, kind of crescendoed mushrooms, still being on the outside of things. But now look at what's happened with this new media explosion. There are voices being heard, whether they're all fully integrated or fully, let's say, committed to revealing it, or whether they have other motives or not. The fact of the matter is the same containing methodologies are no longer working, and they're scrambling. I think it might be an understatement to say, how do we contain this now that the genie's out of the bottle in this big of a way?
And they really can't. They really can't. And that's why they're going to go at freedom of choice. They're going to say, we don't care what information is out there. We want to decide how much freedom or how little freedom you have to choose how to manage your own health, to take care of your own body. And that's how they're going to try to, and they are trying, to coalesce more and more of their own power. And that's why this seminar is so important, because fully armed means you have full information and you can base your own free choices on that rather than on any efforts that they might make to intimidate you.
Well, this is something that's coming out here. I've got this linked up at Fox News, was just published yesterday. U.S. doctors firing parents who refuse to vaccinate children. Now, this was another fear and intimidation tactic that worked well in the past, and now many parents are going, you don't want me? I don't want you. Fine. And in many ways, there are doctors like Dr. Tenpenny, who I mentioned, is like, why do we need pediatricians at all? Other than, you know, if there's injury, you can go to a trauma issue. But for the most part, pediatricians have become basically, and we talk about this in this seminar, the dispensaries, if you will, for the vaccine industrial complex. And literally all these well baby visits are just designed to get the shots into them. And they admitted at one point that there is no immune system to respond to the vaccines in the first year of life. So somebody had asked one of these immunologists, well, what are these first year visits for? Well, we need to get the parents. We need to train the parents to be in the habit of coming in for the shots. So we're just going to do them anyway. So they know their stuff doesn't work.
Absolutely. It's marketing. We want to bring you into the system from the moment that you're born, before you're born. And we want to keep you in the system. And this is, you know, exactly how they're proceeding. I mean, I shudder when I think back to my childhood and various illnesses or injuries that I had and what was done then as opposed to what would be done now. I mean, we had a guy named Dr. Buckman, who was a great guy, ex-Marine. I don't even know if he was a pediatrician. I don't think he was. He was a GP, and he made house calls. You know, he would come around. So he'd look at me, you know, and he'd say, yeah, so what's the matter with you? You know, and I'd say, well, this, that, and the other thing. And he'd look at me, and he'd do a few little checks of this or that, and he'd say, no, you're going to be all right. Just sleep. You could be okay. It's just a little fever, this and that and the other thing. Or occasionally, if necessary, we would go to his office. And he would, you know, he was a minimalist. He was a minimalist. I remember once when I had a major collision, head injury. I was running down a long corridor and I decided to jump off the top step at the end of the corridor and the ceiling overhung.
Ooh.
And I knocked my head as I was in midair.
Oh.
And I came down flat on my back on this cement floor.
Oh.
And I was out for about, I don't know, I guess 20 seconds or so. And
yeah,
it took me to the hospital and he showed up, boom. And did, you know, six little clamps in my head. And he said, you're not going to like this, but you're going to have to wear a scarf for a little while, this and that and the other thing. That was the end of it.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, now I would have been in long-term care.
CAT,
I mean,
scans every day, hundreds of x-rays.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hundreds of x-ray, you know, doses and all of this. So, yeah, this is a great article with the doctors firing their patients. This is how stupid they can get, because the effect is going to be exactly what you said. Parents are going to say, wait a minute, you're saying you don't want us as patients anymore? That's right, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Well, great. Okay, so now you've just shown me your true colors, disqualified yourself, and now I realize that I've been an idiot for coming to you in the first place all these years, so we'll find another doctor. This is going to be a sorting out process. Well, where people are going to find better care.
Well, you're right. It's backfiring. And I see this in so many levels of reality now, including political. Every time, for instance, they attack Ron Paul, more people become supporters of Ron Paul. So there's a backfiring. That's like they must be scratching their heads. It's like, wait a sec. This worked for decades. This worked for a century. How come what we're doing, it used to work all the time. Now it doesn't. And even worse, the parents are now gathering strength because they've identified each other, the autism movement, which we talk about in the seminar. Now the parents are the awakened monster, you know, as far as the pharmaceutical groups are looking at them. And they're now looking to move, let's say, through legislation in the states to make it easier for families and children to opt out of these vaccines. Now, this is happening, granted, simultaneous to the Governor Moonbeam Browns of California, who say, well, we want to vaccinate children for HPV without parental consent. As long as they're 12, they can say yes or no. But at the same time here, I'm seeing a story in the USA Today, which is even shocking to me as I'm seeing it for the first time here, that there are states that are considering legislation to make it easier for parents to opt out. Of course, there's a lot of opposition to them. But you would never hear that happening before. So if people say, no, it's not changing, it is changing.
Oh, you bet. You bet it's changing. And the first time that, you know, look at the backlash from Rick Perry and all the business about the HPV vaccine in Texas. People get up on their hind legs when you tell them this is mandatory, you have to do this. This is a red flag. And the establishment is very confused these days. They've got their signals crossed. They don't know what to do. As you say, everything they're trying is backfiring. People are taking knowledge into their own hands. That's why we did this seminar, to give them more knowledge and to refer them to other sources. Because a lot of what we've done, I mean, researchers piggyback on other researchers over years and years and years. And so there is this entire branch of knowledge that we could call alternative medical or alternative health research, really.
Yes.
That has been around forever. And now it's being collated and understood and coordinated through the online efforts. And so when I do research or you do research, we can rely on one another. We can rely on Sherry Tenpenny, on Tim O'Shea, and other people who have been so instrumental in this effort to enlighten people. And we have our own juggernaut, therefore, that is building, much more powerful than theirs, because they don't have truth to stand on. They only have lies and propaganda and omission and obfuscation. That's their MO. That's always been their MO. And they've always seen that it's worked, and now it's not only not working, but it's backfiring.
Mm. Did they have the science on their side ever? And, of course, these are the things that are coming out. We've got a couple of stories I want to talk to John Rappaport about after the break, including the fact that you now will be able to eat food covered in CRAP. I'm not kidding you. There's a story about a new vaccine for salmonella. We'll talk about it. It doesn't matter. You don't have to clean your food anymore. We've got you covered in big pharma, big media, big government, and big vaccine. They got you covered. Do you believe them? I don't think so. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and that's why you love John Rappaport as I do, and that's why, if you haven't already, you're going to download Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, all the information about vaccines and everything else that they don't want you to hear, but you are going to hear it. So we'll be back with John Rappaport after this break.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Continuing on now with John Rappaport. Remember, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, available through webseed.com. We've got the links up through nomorefakenews.com. You'll see a banner there. John recently wrote about it as well. I'll see if I can get that up on the robertscottbell.com site as well. Links right to the banner on the top right-hand corner. You can go down and download it right now or over the weekend. That'd be a great time to do it. But, John, hey, I was just joking going into the break about, hey, you can eat food covered in CRAP. Why did I say that? Well, evidently, there's a vaccine that they're really working hard to get, this research into utilizing the vaccines to counter the issue of salmonella. Salmonella, like we can't clean our own food, we need a shot?
Yeah. For people who can't clean their own food or don't need or don't want to clean their own food, or people, if you were afraid of food before,
yeah,
you don't have to worry now because we'll give you the vaccine.
Yes.
And then there's almost nothing on the face of the planet you won't be able to eat.
Right. You can eat raw chicken, right?
Yeah, I
guess. Let it
so.
Sit out all day. Doesn't matter. Here's a sure. salmonella vaccine.
Yeah. I mean, you can take a bite out of somebody's arm and you don't have to worry about it. yeah, this is just unbelievable because, well, do we even need to say because? But, you know, when you're talking about CRAP, when
yes.
you're talking about waste of any kind,
mm-hmm.
and all you need to do is to go to a neighborhood or a country where people live in that circumstance, where they don't have sanitation, where the water is contaminated. Inevitably, of course, you always find disease, endless amounts of disease and death. And no matter what they do when the guys in the white coats show up in these places and give people drugs and vaccines and say, oh, yes, we discovered why people are dying, and so we're going to inoculate them against this or that. It's cholera or it's Ebola or it's this or it's that. That is all just a tremendous smokescreen, because the waste itself causes the disease, the contact with the waste. And if you ever want to actually analyze such waste, you will find thousands, if not millions, of germs in there. And so what are you going to do? Well, we now have a million new vaccines that we're going to give you so that you'll be immune to everything.
You know, that's another great thing we were able to cover in the seminar, the concept of the real causation of disease, terrain versus germ. And, you know, you and I talk about it wherever we are, but we really got to go in deep on that and lay it out on so many layers and levels. We talked about the body and the system, the external world, the internal world, how we brought it into our body and how it interfaces. I mean, that's PhD stuff we got to go through about this. And particularly, as you said, immune for everything. Well, we know how to be immune to everything, but it isn't because of vaccines.
That's right. Absolutely. And as I mentioned, we both talked about this during the seminar, they're essentially trying to sell you back your own immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you know, it's very easy to say, well, you walk around on the street and you can see cars and you can see people and so on and so forth. Well, you know what? The reason that you can see that is because we give you a drug and that allows you to have vision.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how absurd it could be, whereas you have the innate ability to see. Well, you also have an innate immune system. And so if they say, well, look, we're going to vaccinate you and that's going to give you immunity. Wait a minute. You're trying to sell me back the quality that I already possess that keeps me immune, which is my immune system. This is a shell game of enormous proportions.
Well, they're nothing if not great, great marketers. I mean, they are the hucksters. They are the Barnum and Bailey, the carnival barkers, and they've done it well over the years. But now the people, I guess, have been abused enough and pained enough with all the adverse events that are becoming more and more obvious, whether it be in the autism spectrum, et cetera. But they've always been able to throw science back into people's faces. You're not, just like you said, you're not a PhD, you're not a doctor. And, of course, now people are saying, that's exactly right, and that's why I can see through this. I have no conflicts of interest.
You bet. You got a story there about published and unpublished studies that's very relevant to this. I think we should jump into that.
Yeah. The British Medical Journal reported a lot of problems with clinical trial data. That basically, when studies were conducted that were officially sanctioned, everything was signed off on, if what the results were not, let's say, conducive to the drug or vaccine, they could quietly tuck it away like it never happened. And this was a problem because obviously they would then re-rig the study so that they could somehow get the positive result that they found they got a negative result for. So there was actually a law or another rule instituted that mandated that within a year of a failed trial of any kind, that it would have to be published and accessible through clinicaltrials.gov. And they couldn't cherry pick what they released. Now, it turns out that after this has been around for a little while now, I think the number is like less than 20% of these trials that are actually sanctioned and registered are actually following the new regulations by releasing the data they don't want anybody to see.
Unbelievable. So even though now there's a rule that you have to release all the studies, they're only getting somewhere between 20 and 27% compliance, which means that you've got roughly 80% of these studies that you can't see, that show that the drug is useless or the drug is causing people horrendous harm or even killing people. And I've got a little anecdote here because I want to illustrate that as part of our seminar on vaccines. Because I've been working as an investigative reporter for 30 years, I've gone behind the scenes and I found information that we present in this seminar that simply nobody else has. Vis-a-vis the smallpox vaccine campaign in Africa that is highly touted, as in, we wiped out smallpox on the continent, and therefore nobody can ever say anything negative about vaccines again. Well, I happen to know that after they made that announcement, the World Health Organization in the 70s, early 70s, that they had knocked out smallpox in Africa, there was a secret meeting in Geneva of the World Health Organization, of an inner kind of committee who decided, get this, they would never use that vaccine again. This was not announced to the public. There was nothing published about this. And so the obvious reason, as I was talking to a doctor about this, who knew this, who had clued me into it, I said, so why do you think that was, that they would never use the vaccine again? He said, obviously, because it was causing cases of smallpox. I said, hold on. So they've wiped out smallpox on the continent, but the vaccine is causing smallpox. Yeah, that's right. And yet, this doctor, and here's the kicker, he couldn't make the connection. I said, how can they say they wiped it out the disease on the continent if the vaccine was causing smallpox? And he just didn't get it. He didn't register. He said, well, you know, I mean, they just want to protect the public against the vaccine.
Well, doesn't that strengthen our...
You mean the vaccine that they used on millions of people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It strengthens our point that the scientific community, so-called, is really that church of biological mysticism that you had written about all those years ago. And there's a case in point that they wave their Harry Potter magic wand and they pretend what you said and what they even admit doesn't mean anything, or it doesn't, suddenly, after they've said it, it doesn't exist.
Right. We said it then. It's gone now. We said black is white, and that's the way it is. You know, it's totally illogical. Anybody with a grain of common sense can see through it in a second, and yet nobody challenges it. Well, we challenged all of that in the seminar.
And that is just a taste, although a very special taste, of what John Rappaport brought to this seminar, Armed and Dangerous, all the things they don't want you to know about the vaccines and don't want you to hear about, certainly, and you are going to hear about it. And this is, just like I said, as we revisit it together right now, I'm still amazed. I think back to all the things that were happening when we were putting this together, and it was just, we were sitting back and looking at it going, oh, my goodness, I hope this is okay because it's getting out there.
You bet, and it's going to be okay. I mean, we held nothing back, nothing.
No, nothing at all. So in terms of the science of the future, so to speak, I mean, the scientists that have been burned at the stake as if they're witches, like Andrew Wakefield, et cetera, we've talked about it in the field of so-called HIV retrovirology, the nonsense about that, like Peter Duisberg, burned at the stake, yet he's still around. And there are people, however few, that are, actually a growing number, in fact, recognizing the brilliance, the genius of these people, the willingness to stand against what's known as consensus, right? The whole world believes one thing, but somebody says, wait, the world is not flat, it's round, and whether you say it, even if a million to one say it, doesn't make the world flat.
People have to realize that the pristine idea of the scientific method when it comes to especially medical science is that somebody makes a discovery in a laboratory. They publish their findings. Then around the world, hundreds, if not thousands, of independent scientists try to replicate that test or experiment using the same methods to see if they come up with the same results. That's one step better than consensus because it presumes you've got independent minds trying to see whether this first scientist was right or wrong or faking it or lying or whatever. But these days, that is not done anymore. That's not the way science is. It just doesn't happen that way. You'll get 10 laboratories on a closed internet connection working under the auspices of the World Health Organization coming up and saying, and this is a true story, we have found the virus that causes SARS. It's a coronavirus, and that's the end of that story. Thank you very much. And now we've got a vaccine ready to go, and we're selling it. And there is no replication. There is no hundreds of independent scientists looking at this. This is all a sham. It's all propaganda. Science is being done through authority, lies, money, profits, destruction.
And is it any wonder why we call it the seminar on vaccines that they don't want you to hear? Because get that stuff getting out, it kind of ruins their party.
Yeah, we broke into the party. We were not invited, but we got in.
See, we should have done like Vince Vaughn and Will Ferrell, the party crashers or something
party
like that.
Crashers,
that's what we're doing.
The wedding crashers, yeah. Yeah, we perfected the art of crashing parties and weddings, and we come out with information, and we give it to you, just like, you know, leftover. Yeah. We brought out the food. Here it is.
Here, you get to come in too, uninvited. No, you're invited, of course. And this is the fun thing about it is that we actually had fun doing it. It was very serious at the same time. There were some lighthearted moments we could laugh about. It's just mind-blowing. You sit back and go, oh, my gosh. So these kind of things happen all throughout the seminar. As I was getting a little text from Mike Adams as he was listening to it and just notching places, oh, my gosh, you've got to get me that audio because we're going to make a video out of that. So that's the kind of response that is out there from people that, what do we say? Mike has remained open, and of course, many people that want to know more, they're truly into this for learning and helping others, are assimilating, absorbing, and then getting this information back out there. We want this to get out there to as many people. Share it once you have it. We don't care. Just get it out there, because this is the stuff that's going to change the world for the better and help the kids that are planning maybe to be assaulted by their parents unknowingly, so that this may not have to happen ever again.
This is what we're hoping for. We feel like it is another step in the revolution of free people getting information that they can analyze themselves, make their own free choices based on that. That's why we did it. That's what we're doing, and that's what we keep on doing.
Yeah, baby. All right, that's John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. I've got it all linked up through the blog today at RobertScottBell.com. It is the weekend now. I want to say special thanks to Mike Adams for being on board with us today, as well as Dr. Frank King for helping us crank up the healing revolution. And, of course, the ultimate revolutionary in terms of freedom, imagination, spirit, etc., John Rappaport, my good friend. Always glad to have you on board.
Great to be here, Robert. Thanks so much.
Well, everybody, create a great weekend because, as you know, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.